We are here at the 2020 Underground Collision in Washington, D.C., and in the studio, well, kind of a makeshift studio lounge, we have Mr. Stephen Bohannon from Alchemy. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Mike.
Good job. And you were just up there talking about safety needs of credit unions, and you talked about, you came at it from the financial part.
Financial security. Safe from a financial security perspective, yeah.
So, and as I was listening to you, you were talking about your wife, how you're the optimist, and she's kind of, I don't want to say it, fear, I guess, would be in there somewhere. I'll let you describe.
Well, what we were talking about was how important it is that a lot of people think about safety and security, and when they think of financial security, they don't really understand how important it is for people to feel financially secure, almost as important as feeling personally or bodily safe and secure.
Right.
And so I was just talking about the difference of my wife telling me how the way she thinks about like parking her car and where she parks it, yeah, and walking out to the parking garage on her own, and how she worries about our two college age daughters, and it's hard for me to like empathize with this. She wouldn't get in an Uber until just recently because she said, I don't want to be riding in a car with a guy.
And
so, and even when she did get an Uber, she shared her ride with me immediately. So I could track her. So I would kind of laugh about it a little bit and say, gosh, you're just so paranoid. And she said, you just don't understand what it's like to be me.
Right,
she said, and a lot of women, experience this, and this is just always on their mind.
Mine included, my wife included.
And so I was just taking that and drawing a parallel to a lot of times when we talk about financial security, it is something that's actually really serious to people that are struggling financially, that they are gripped by an underlying fear almost in everything they do during the day, whether it be when they hand someone their card and they're not sure if it's going to clear or not, or they're applying for that loan, maybe for that dream home, they don't know if they're going to get approved.
Right.
And it really affects just kind of their whole mental well-being. And so what I was kind of challenging the credit unions to do is to kind of take on the role as a teacher and as a protector of their members, because people generally are very loyal and have a lot of affinity and love for people who are teachers and who are protectors of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just giving them some kind of good ways to take on that role as a teacher and a protector and to satisfy this really fundamental human need to feel financially secure.
Yeah, it'd be a great place for credit unions to really stand up in that area. And I think a lot of them are actually already. But it's a great example of what they can do, not only just a place to put your deposit, transfer, get a loan, that type of stuff. It's a place where you can feel safe, right?
Yeah,
and they can help guide you to that safety,
yeah,
financially, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that having the empathy is what's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we generally know, what is being responsible in this? And does that mean just having some courses that we have at one of our branches or putting some content online so people can kind of self-service,
yeah,
it? And I was given an example of one of our credit unions is really good about this. They use a tool online that anytime they decline a member of a loan, they actually reach out to them and have them kind of log in and check out a kind of this credit score reporting and monitoring system. And then they take them through kind of why they were declined for it, what they need to do in order to raise their score. And then they kind of put a plan in place to work with them over the next few months to get it there. To me, that's going that next level of service. And I think you build members for life when you do those things, because as people kind of get on their feet financially, or they learn better principles about how to keep their credit score high, or how to spend their money wisely, I think they really will reward those credit unions by staying with them and then referring their friends and everybody else.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I would be a member for life. Well, you are a member for life,
yeah,
but still, even more sure. active member for sure.
Right. You're really loyal to the people that teach you and that protect you. And so you think about the way you feel about maybe a high school or a grade school teacher that you've known, or a parent or a mentor, or you think about the way that you think about maybe those in service, like policemen and women, firefighters, the military. You have this just great kind of loyalty and affinity for them. And I just think that from a financial perspective, that credit unions are well positioned to be in that same sort of kind of held in that same sort of esteem among members. And if they'll do that, I think that they will kind of regain kind of the loyalty factor that maybe has started to kind of taper off a little bit. Yeah.
All right, before I let you go, one or two takeaways that you gained from the event today, because you were here for the duration.
Well, I think what I like about these types of things is that it's not a counterculture. I would just call it a subculture. So it's kind of a subculture thing where they are bringing up topics that a lot of times are challenging. They're not just glad handing, patting themselves on the back, and handing out awards to each other. They're actually kind of in your face a little bit more
challenging.
And I think that when you have those types of events, that it can do nothing but promote growth and diversity of thought and progress.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you get going.
Thanks,
appreciate it, Stephen. Always a pleasure. Chuck, yeah, keep up the good work, all right?